My name's Tim Nixon, and I'm an associate professor in the Department of English and Modern Languages. I actually escorted six of our students to the West Virginia Undergraduate Literary Symposium. It was held for the second year at West Liberty University. This is an opportunity for English undergraduate students to get together to present their scholarship to one another in a scholarly forum. And there is an overlay, which is a little bit unusual for scholarly conference, or at least conferences in the discipline of English. There's an overlay so that there is a competition for essays and presenters at this symposium as well. All six of the students who accompanied me presented at the symposium. Claudia McCarron, who is a second year honors student English major, presented a paper on Uncle Tom's Cabin, and her paper was chosen to be awarded the best essay for the entire competition. And this is, again, among submissions from all across the state.
How do they benefit from participating in this, do you think?
From a very rudimentary level, for instance, the students actually gain experience from speaking in public. As scholars, they actually go through some of the rigorous preparation that we in the industry face when we're trying to actually prepare our own scholarship for presentation to our colleagues, and the scrutiny that we face when we present and are faced with questions afterwards.
My name is Claudia McCarron. I'm from Charlestown, West Virginia, and I'm an English major with a concentration in literature.
And you won a prize.
Yes,
prize.
I did.
Talk about your project first, your research.
Well, my paper is called The Destined Prophetess, Uncle Tom's Cabin, The Scarlet Letter in the American Jeremiad, and it talked about the American Jeremiad, which is a genre of literature, and analyzed Uncle Tom's Cabin and The Scarlet Letter using that critical lens.
Why were you interested in that topic?
We discussed it a little bit in class, and I just went and did some more research on it when the time came to do our critical papers, and I got really, really interested in it and thought that you could do just a lot of interesting stuff with it and the two books that we've been discussing. So that was why I picked and decided to write my paper on it.
What was your conclusion in doing all this research, or what kinds of effects did you dig up?
Well, the thing about the Jeremiad is that its whole thing is that it's this protest system where you try to improve government and society really by protesting against it. So I kind of traced that through both of the novels and saw kind of the conclusions the authors came to and what that led them to.
Talk about why you think it's beneficial to participate in a conference like this.
Oh, I think it's just great because it's great practice with just getting up and presenting your work, and also just being around other people and networking, I think. And it's just, for me, the biggest benefit is just getting up there and sharing your work. So that's something I struggle with. I have a really bad stage fright. So having something where I have to go up there and I have to be confident in my work and present it well is really, really helpful to me.